Lord Viceroy, we're under attack!
They all ran to the large window overlooking the wide boulevard three stories below. Alita's stomach sank when she recognized the white shuttle, flanked by a number of smaller attack craft, approaching about a kilometer away.
Is that...
Yeah. Brother John.
I guess we're screwed anyway.
The shuttle and attack craft fired shots as they came, but there were no explosions, no fire or smoke, just whirling wisps of blue light. The ships were making a beeline for their location.
Stop!
They all hit the floor. Alita, Stelling, the Viceroy, and the aide stayed on the floor until they were relatively sure the building would not be hit, then cautiously rose and looked out the window once again.
Dear God!
Below them, in the street, people staggered and fell, their limbs withering, their hair turning white and falling out. A woman sagged against a wall, clutching a baby whose chubby face wrinkled and shrank as they watched. The bright stone facades of the buildings on the other side of the street slowly grew pitted and discolored, and the elaborate scrollwork along the cornices began to crumble. Rust crawled across the bodies of the vehicles parked along the curbs.
What's happening down there? What weapon can cause decay like that?
I've got to do something.
Something is the last thing you should do, Alita.
You self-serving ass! We can't just leave them to die!
Look, I love bravado as much as the next Canadian stuck in space, but if this Brother John guy wants to fire you across the universe with this hyperspace cannon, and this cannon is what's going to destroy Vasalka, then ipso facto, he won't destroy the planet if he doesn't have you. Which means, we need to get you as far away as possible.